ministry of Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, the senior pastor of the Founding of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Father, take all the glory in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your visitations. And thank you for your word that you're about to unleash for us today. We know we'll rise out of this place better than we came in. In the name of Jesus, we worship you, we adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. We're still getting to understand the person of the Holy Spirit better. Most of us have good knowledge, as it were. But you see, you can never get up to say, I know everything about him. With every new day, based on your desire, you find another dimension of him. Or you get to understand him better in certain areas that you think you already did, and it will become more helpful to you. And the bottom line is that it will improve a lot in life and glorify God in your life. Amen. So, last Sunday, we were looking at the Romans chapter 8, if you remember. And we're looking at it from Paul's experience and Paul's the journey he had traveled. So I remember we were looking for a model in the Bible, and of course it came out clear to me that if we are looking for one model, the only model I can just put, the best of all models is Paul. The best of leadership schools in the world. Go look at their template, you'll be shocked. It goes back to Paul. His leadership was such that everywhere he moved, he didn't just establish Christianity. He established a system of leadership that is still effective today, that affected today's civilization. It's from the Bible. He demonstrated the fact that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwells within. So it becomes very interesting that now that we're talking about the Holy Ghost, I find the writings of Paul very incredible. And one of the things that the Holy Ghost told us there was this. He never flocked with Jesus in his lifetime. He was an enemy. He was not just a protagonist. He was a gang leader against whatever Jesus stood for. So he demonstrated honestly to the tilt the reason he came and what he did. No man ever lived that can give us exactly the blueprint of what God planned Jesus to do on earth, which he came to do, like Paul has revealed it to us. And for him to boldly say, I didn't learn this from any man. And he told us exactly how he got it. He said, I was alone for 3 years. First for 9 months, then 3 years, then later 17 years. In the desert. A journey that started with just one encounter on the way to Damascus. I've had many encounters with God. Just one. He later had maybe 1,000 or so. His encounters were too much. He wasn't dead, and yet he saw heaven. He said, he wrote, aha. See, it demonstrated what God can do through a man, through the Holy Ghost. And what makes it very interesting is that you are qualified. He can do the same and much more with you even now. That's what keeps on blowing my mind. And I'm like, God, help me. Ah. Help me. And if I'm hard of hearing, help my heart of hearing. I need grace. So we looked at the letter of Paul last week, and we brought up something which, of course, we could all identify with, mindset, as it were. Remember, it was in Romans chapter 8, in verse 6, 5 and 6 particularly. We've been looking at it from the beginning, and we saw him struggle. And that really gave me a lot of a lot of confidence in my own pursuit. You say, what do you mean? Paul struggled, man. To the point that he said, woe is me. And then God said, well, no, let me show you. And everything was done. And of course, you saw the way the first statement after that, he said, I thank my Lord Jesus Christ, you know. He now got into chapter 8, and he says, there is therefore now no living, dead, or yet to be born, that will stand to accuse me before. Do no condemnation. He now screamed, because the law of the spirit of life, that was the discovery, has set me. I'm free to be all that he wants me to be. Can't you see where we're going? You are free to be everything, and you can be, and you will be. In the name of Jesus, that's where we are. That's why this year is different. We know there are limiting factors. In some cases, envy from colleagues and peers, from community, from evil siblings, and then, of course, agents of the devil that just don't want it to be good for anybody. But I am free. The law of the spirit. That was a discovery. That was my motivation when I put together what we say at the end of the service. But see, as human as we are, it has become ritual. We just don't even know what we say anymore. There's been no service in this church that we didn't quote it. I had a conviction there. So I'm asking God to have mercy on me. Everything I put together, I had a conviction before we started service. You're aware? Yeah. And that's why I'm certain that we are in a good time, in Jesus' name. So, and in that statement, it was personal. It was very, very personal. So, quick recap for 2 minutes so I can get into what I want to share today. Romans chapter 8. Let me turn to verses 5 and 6. For those who are living according to the flesh, set their minds on the things of the flesh, which gratify the body. But those who are living according to the Spirit, go ahead, set their minds on the things of the Spirit, His will and purpose. Now, the mind of the flesh is death, both now and forever, because it pursues sin. But the mind of the Spirit is life and the spiritual well-being that comes from walking with God both now and forever. Can you give me these same scriptures in TPT? Those who are motivated by the flesh only pursue what benefits. I think it's making it clearer. Okay. Themselves. But those who live by the impulses of the Holy Spirit are motivated to pursue what? Spiritual realities. Paul speaking. For the mindset of the flesh is death, but the mindset controlled by the Spirit finds life and peace. Okay. Then by the time you jump to verse 9, I won't take too much of this question. Kick last Sunday's message. Look at verse 9. Keep it there. Let me read it. King James. Yeah. Verse 9 says, but you are not in the flesh. I needed to say that and to remind you that if you are born again, given that maybe not everybody here is born again, or not everybody hearing me is born again, we are not trying to sugarcoat anything. We are telling you the truth the way it is, as it affects us and everybody, because we are looking for the best for you in life and in eternity. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. So if truly you are born again, can you hear me? You have the Spirit of God in you. Yeah. Does anybody understand that? If you understand, you say amen. Yeah. So by implication from this scripture, you are not in the flesh. So, and that's where confession comes. How come I want to do everything that the unbeliever does? How come even when I know it's contrary? Yeah. See, this is why you are denying yourself. You are shortchanging yourself. You are superior spiritually and otherwise. So, what we are doing is trying to make you understand who you are. It doesn't matter what you don't have or what you have. It doesn't matter where they have ridiculed you or not. No. When you get to know who you are in Him, I said, the sons of them that persecute you will come and lick you just off your feet. It's a matter of time. It will be a disaster of a lifetime for you to compromise your lofty position because of the present. Yeah, pleasure and chicken change. And that's not to say that you will not rise up here. You are right, but He will be glorified. Amen. Pastor, what about this? You just follow me for a while. You realize that question will be unnecessary. Okay. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of God, he is not his. So that makes it clear that if you are born again, you have the Spirit. So that means that whatever trouble you are going through, whatever inadequacies, whatever failures, whatever this, you are carrying the Spirit of God to go do it. You are carrying His Spirit to fail. You are carrying His Spirit. He doesn't fail. What if you suddenly remember who you are? Your attitude, your mindset will change, your attitude will change straight away. The things that climb your head free of charge, you begin to look at you with a little bit of it. That's why the Bible says ignorance is the reason for most of our failures. For lack of knowledge, my people perish. Have you ever been in trouble before? Someone just looks for the trouble. You're walking through Oshodi. Because on that day your car broke down and somebody gave you a ride to maybe this place and quickly you want to get there to pick a taxi or something. And then some area boy started looking for trouble. And they will make jest of you. They will try to pull your shirt and say, hey, come on. Hey. Will you, for goodness sake, for any reason, stop and take off your shirt to fight them? You have reduced yourself to their level. And they will beat you at their own game. And yet, you can send the whole of them to jail with one word. You can change all their lives within a year if you want to. But when you forget who you are, you swim in the same murky water with them. But it still doesn't stop the fact that you are reality. That the Spirit of God dwells in you. It applies even to sickness, to poverty, to failure, to fear, to ridicule. That's why we could get to that place when we're reading about Jesus Christ. They ridiculed him, but he refused to be ridiculed. What if he had turned around to fight them? But we have called fire to finish them. Would he have fulfilled the purpose of the chicken? And the interesting thing is that those who are standing there will say he's a fool, he doesn't know anything. If he's the king of Egypt, why didn't you do this? They always know better than you and the God of your destiny. They always do. But they know nothing. But how can you prove that they know nothing? Except as you know who you are. Waiting for time to play his role. He said, let patience have its full effect. It will make you entire, wanting nothing. Look at verse 10. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is what? Life, what? So you carry life inside of you. The mindset you carry is life and peace. Let me read it now. Let me read it now again. Now, if anyone... But you are not the flesh, but you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If indeed the spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the spirit of Christ, he is not his. So that settles that for us permanently. Many other scriptures you can refer to see this there. Amen. Hallelujah. Remember, we look at it. We share life with Christ. Glory be to God in the highest. And 1 Corinthians in chapter, I just quickly give you that. You can read it up at home. Chapter 6, I believe. Yes. 6:17. Okay. Go to 15. Do you not know that your bodies, not your soul. Your bodies, okay, are members of Christ. Shall I then take the member of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Because the day I became born again, I started sharing life with Jesus. And in this same chapter, it says, my body and his body become one. My spirit and his spirit become one. So, or do you not know that he who is joined to the harlot becomes one flesh? Well, you say, husband and they become one. Yes, they become one, yes, spiritually, but the consummation is never done until they sleep together. So they are one. But why am I saying this? You are entrenched in him. The day you got born again, honestly, you enter into him. That's why Paul will boldly say, it is in him I live, I move, and I have my being. And he was speaking to the authorities, defending himself. And that's why Paul, too, we say things, the same Paul, we say things like this, I think, to the Christian church. He said, do you know that the fullness of the Godhead, bodily, that is physically, tangibly, dwells in Jesus Christ. When you see Jesus, you see God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, all together, you can get all of them from there. He said, and do you know that I am in them, complete, go. So I am in him, he's in me. First John, I think chapter 3, it says, you see that greater is he that's in me than he. The concept of he being in you must be settled once and for all. Then you now go back with that understanding and go and read 7 and Romans 7 and 8. Things will settle for you. Having said that, I want to concentrate a little bit today on his prayer, Ephesians chapter 3, from verse, I'll take it from verse 16, quickly. Ephesians chapter 3, or from verse 14. Quick. Am I communicating? I pray to God to help me. I really believe God for Fountaineers this year, for me, and for Fountaineers this year. Yeah. For this reason, he's been talking, and like I said last week, for your study's sake, Ephesians summarized everything that Jesus came to do for humanity. It's such a summary that yet captured everything. You start with Ephesians, so you will read your Bible. And the first three chapters settled everything. By the time you are entering chapter 4, he's beginning to go towards instructions. How you can make this now be in your physical life. How you can reduce it from just being an abstract to reality. So, for this cause, I bow my knees unto the fellow Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and on earth is named. We can stay there and settle the issue of fatherhood. You see, no religion calls God Father. They just don't understand it. In the Old Testament, you see the word Father mentioned very few times, reference to God, very few times. In the whole of New Testament, God is Father. Jesus came straight and said, my Father, my Father, my Father, my Father. You see, it has made me respect certain men of God. Man, you think it's fun? Papa, the way you'll be preaching, you say, Daddy said, I'm like, yeah? You think, if you're not, you just think, you think he's not joking. He knew something. Say, my daddy said, Daddy. I know something. Baba knows something. Jesus came with it, and the whole of the New Testament. The beginning of a victory in life is to know that, yes, I have a Father. Oh, my. He is King of Kings and Lord. Oh, yes, I have a Father. Remember, Jesus made a statement. He said, I will not leave you as an orphan. Who is an orphan? No father, no mother. You are sucking. He said, no, I won't leave you. I will come to you. I will be a father to you and a mother to you. Come on. You have a father. Anyway, and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, in whom all the families, that he will grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might through his spirit in the inner man. That just captures everything we've been trying to say. Shall we look in another version quickly? Because the next says that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, that you be rooted and grounded in the law, may be able to contemplate all the things, the length and the breadth, the depth and the height, and to know the love of Christ that passes human understanding, and that you might be filled with awe. Filled with awe. Filled with awe. I can be filled with awe. Let's give me TPT quickly. Of course, give me Amplify. I beg you in the name of Jesus, go and study. All I can do is just introduce you to it. Honestly, until you study it yourself. Look at it. Yeah. For this reason, grasping the greatness of this plan by which Jews and Gentiles are joined together in Christ, I bow my knees in reverence before the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives his name, God the first and ultimate Father. May he grant you out of the riches of his glory, so you can see the source, out of the riches of his glory, to be strengthened and spiritually energized with what? Power, okay. Through what? His Spirit, where? In your inner self, indwelling your innermost being and personality. So I want Him to energize you in the inner self, through His Spirit, in your inner self, that is, indwelling your innermost being and personality. Can you see what we're saying? I'm asking for strength to affect your personality. I'm asking for miraculous powers from the Holy Spirit to make you like Jesus in your personality. And that's the first point. We tried to look at it two weeks back now. We tried to look at it on Thursday. I said, I want to see out of His riches in glory. If you came to me and I want to help you because you have a project or you have a need, I will give you according to my wealth standard, my level of money. So if you went to Dangote, except he has the spirit of giving like I have, and if he does, so where I'm giving you 10, he may be giving you 10,000. It's according to what you have. God says, I will give you according to. He will give you that. Say, God will give you according to His riches in glory. So you can rise out from this place a totally different man. And by the way, I'm not pressing that much. You know what I read about someone? He said, if I can work on your mindset now, by the time you rise out of this place, you see life differently. Yes, sir. You'll be living in a new world. And that's what the Bible is trying to do for us, all of us. You'll be free from every oppression. That won't mean that oppression won't keep flying, but it will have no place to land, as far as you are concerned. That's it. You don't see I'm finished. You don't feel holding back anymore. So he said, you'll be strengthened with might according to His Spirit. By His Spirit in your inner man. Now watch this. God wants to do something with you. Because if you read down, by the time you get to verse 20, it says that unto Him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what you can ever think or imagine, all your creativity, all your visions, all your dreams, that's from your mind. God will surpass it. But how? See where it starts from. Your inner man. God wants to change you to be like Him and to do exploits on earth. Your inner man is where He's going for. He's your inner man. Now that you are born again, wow, Father, grant them to be strengthened with might. Grant them miracle-working power. Energize them on the inside. And don't forget that this was a prayer. So if you are a smart person, you begin to say, I can get this, I can get to this place through prayer. I want you to see it in the Bible. That is my upon my knees. That is my man. Do you know that you can be anointed for healing? And you lay on some people, bow, 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 and you are sick and you can't be healed. Because that's not for you. But can you be healed from the anointing? Yes. How? From your inner man. From your inner man. When you lay hands on people, things happen. But you are looking for people to lay hands on you. It's good. Let people lay hands on you. But what if there's no way to lay hands on you? The spirit of creation is inside of you. The healing vision of God is inside of you. And see, Paul, he said, the secret is that let the Holy Ghost that is there, let Him walk on your inner man. You know what I read? I read that, look, if we're looking for the primary function or the primary reason the Holy Ghost is here or is in you, one, to reveal Jesus to you. Two, to reveal Jesus in you. That's all. You can see him and see him in you. You are a changed person. I feel the rush of the Spirit. It wouldn't matter whatever the devil is trying to do through his agents or through people or through circumstances. So, it says that he will grant you to be strengthened with mighty inner man by the Holy Spirit. Result, Christ will dwell in your heart by faith. You will appear and they will see Jesus. If Jesus confronts you, you will approach it like Jesus will do. I'm not going into details. All these things you can go study on your own. But I'm just talking about prayers. And where I'm going from, where I'm coming from here is this: your spirit man is most important. But how does it match with what we are saying today? That's what the Holy Ghost has come to do in you. He's come to change you. He's come to make slaves kings. He's come to give life to the dying. Because it's very easy to assume that, no, this is spirit. The physical is different. It is not. Don't you see that your spirit and his spirit is one? Don't you see that your body and his body is one? That Christ may dwell in your heart by faith. And that you now begin to comprehend very clearly the dimensions of his faith. In all dimensions. Perfect understanding. Then that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I'm jumping because of time. Can you see? But where does it start from? The Holy Spirit and your spirit. So now, can I have one volunteer? You know her. Do you know why she's standing here and I'm standing here? She's physically alive. We are both physically alive. Why are we physically alive? Because our real ones are inside of us. The difference between us and those who have been buried is because the real people left their body. Yeah. Where is their bodies? They went to Jesus, those of our own family. What about unbelievers? They're where the Bible says they are. So I said that to say this. So you know her by who you know her to be. So when we call her name, she responds from who she is, from the life in her. But you see, she's born again. There are two spirits inside of her. If there's an unbeliever here and comes to stand by her, she has two spirits. That one has one spirit. She has an edge because that second spirit is the Holy Spirit. The fact that she has the Holy Spirit, though, does not make her win much more. You say, why? Except as she understands that she has the Holy Spirit in her. And this Holy Spirit is in her is because her spirit man has been regenerated. Though I'm an unbeliever, she's a believer. We both have spirit, soul, and body, both of us, right? What is happening is that her spirit is regenerated. Mine is not. So even then, she's still superior to me. But now that she understands that her spirit is regenerated, the Holy Spirit and her spirit are now one. Honestly, she only needs to be a little more daring. She will excel. Much more in life. Is somebody hearing me? So is every believer. You are a carrier of the Spirit of God. The Spirit of creation. The Spirit that regenerated you. The Spirit that is still maintaining everything on earth. And you know what the Bible says about that spirit? It flows. Spirit flows. It's like this spirit walking like this. We're trying to run. It's just, and nothing can stop it. Nothing physical can stop it. So you know what the Bible says? Jesus said it. He said, because you believe in me, from the spirit, will flow. What will flow? No, trickles. I can't hear you. Rivers of what? Rivers of life. What if she knows that? And she's walking with that consciousness. Not arrogantly, but confidently. Everything created will bow. So you talk of walking by faith. Man, she has gone. And she's thinking, so this is my capacity. I have this potential. I'm going to exploit it in the name of Jesus. It will work for anything and everything in your life in Jesus' name. I want to look at that same scripture that I said you'll be filled with the fullness of God. I'll stop there because of time. If you look at it in Amplified, yes, it says, and be filled with the fullness, creating a flood. Let me just complete this for you. Go back a bit. And that you may come to know. Hello, church. Are you here with me? To know practically. See what I'm saying? To know practically, through personal experience, the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge, without experience, that you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives. Completely filled. Come on. And what? I can't hear you. I can't hear you. I can't hear you. Flooded with woo. Why won't it flow? One man was talking. He said, I got into an impossible, seemingly impossible situation. I got there and was like, God. I remember it has to be the Holy Ghost anyway. He said, but what I didn't realize is that the moment I entered, the atmosphere changed. And I just advised and I just counseled and I prayed with him. And you see, pity was trying to come back. I said, no, I didn't come to pity. I came with God himself. And I left. The following night, they called her. I said, he's standing, he's walking, he said he wants to see you. And he said, you don't bother to come, that he will come to where you are. He said, I just came, I went in with a knowing that I carry something. I carry God in me. And he froze. He flows. He flows. The Bible says when he comes in there, say, if you don't have the spirit inside, say, we quicken your physical body. How? He flows. That's how you can get healed. From yourself. I'm talking of the Holy Spirit and the Spirit within. The Spirit of wisdom. It's the spirit of favor. It is the healing spirit of God. Hallelujah. I hope I introduced something today. I believe God I have. You are special. You are not just anointed. He has come to make his home in you. I began to look at the lives of all the great men and women that God, they knew this. They knew this thing. They took time to understand it. No wonder their life was like on a cruise. They just went. But Woodward Ether will come to a place like this, just saying, let's praise God. They say, as far as Abeokuta, people will be reacting. She came to know something. You won't be fighting with ants anymore. I'm talking about some spirits, ants and cockroaches are dead. Many years ago, as I close, It was a bit better. My friend, he's in Canada now. The parents were when they lived in the Wetumeta at the quarters there. And they attended St. Jude. So in the evening, the women had a fellowship. So I stopped by with my friend, and Mama said she was going to fellowship. I went with her. We were issues anyway. So then they brought this man preaching in Yoruba, and he was preaching from chapter 15 of the book of I'm the Vine, You Are the Branches. John. He got to a place, the way he did his mouth and pointed his finger, I will never forget. He spoke in Yoruba. He said, don't you know? How can you be a branch on the vine? Do you think it's a different life that flows in the branch, I mean, the vine from the branch? You have the life of God in you. It was screaming. I'm like, I'll never forget. Go to bed tonight. Say, let the life of God rise in me. And do what he sent to do. But don't forget, every blessing you get from God, it comes through your spirit, man. Did you hear me? Every healing you're going to get from God will come through your spirit, man. That's God's contact to the entire being. That's why the first thing that happens is that he comes and regenerates you. Bam. Then he comes in a baptism, empowers you. If you are not regenerated, there cannot be place for the Spirit of God to stay, to live. I say congratulations. In the name of Jesus. I know you practice this thing this week. As you are going out, you know, it's not just me. I'm an ambassador and yet an embassy. I carry God on the inside. He flows through me. When I'm saying hello to somebody, they don't understand what it means. The devils and the demons around them understand what it means. Glory be to God in the highest. The late Papa Ezekiel, in those days, he had some challenges at the time. He would enter a place to preach. Say, hallelujah! Before he even talks. The moment they introduce him, standing up from there, the whole place is scattered. Some are crying, some are running. Flow! If something will stop the flow, it's your mindset. And where does that come from? Knowledge. That's why last Sunday we said that if there's something that will stop the flow of the Spirit of God in a man's life, it's his or her mindset. There's a spiritual mindset, there's a carnal mindset. So don't say that I struggle, I can't do this. No, say you want to do it. When you know you are beginning to project that first, shall we rise? I want you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, with what you've heard today, this was a prayer after all, by the grace of God. I want you deliberately for the next 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Please don't get distracted. Just say, Holy Ghost, help me these 2 minutes, help me, help me. Every area of shortfall in my life, every area where I'm yet to step into who I am and what I have from Jesus Christ, no matter how dear it is to me, Holy Spirit, I give you permission, step in for me. Move me in the name of Jesus. Even where I think I have experience, I want to explain something. No, Holy Ghost, you understand me more than I know myself. Holy Spirit. He says, I pray that you be strengthened with might in your inner man. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Strength in my inner man. Strength in my inner man. Strength in my inner man. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Pastor, how do I handle this thing? Quickly. Number one. The word. Remember? Just write it down for your studies. The scripture that says that you are changed from glory to glory. I think it's 1 Corinthians 3:18. How? You keep on looking into the law of liberty, beholding us in the mirror. You are getting transformed into His image. You cannot get there and sustain it without the Word. Colossians chapter 3 says, let the Word of God dwell richly. That's the starting point. I'm so busy, so I don't read the Bible anymore. I only hear in church. It won't help you. Find time for the Word. Romans 12, 1 and 2. It says, Be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. How? The Word. The devil won't just leave you like that. That now you know. No. If you observe, we all knew at the time we were jumping, then you go back. Mind your inner man. Someone. Blessed is the man that walks on the counsel. Watch your company. People advise people wrongly. They take them to. You waste your time there. Oh, this Fantinia. Waste your time. I'll take you to one baba there. Sometimes I'm amazed. People you don't expect. You take them to baba. Not baba in Christendom. You will do kurube for them. And they come to church. They say, hallelujah. Who is this evil? And some people have the audacity. I want to give testimony. I beg in the name of Jesus, don't try. You know where you got it from? Keep quiet. Don't come and tell us that you have a testimony. And you know we went to some place. You say you went to Orioke. It wasn't Orioke. You went. They gave you something to. And you know it. The one you hide in your wardrobe. Because you don't know who you are. A king making himself a slave. God forbid. He said, be like a tree planted by rivers of water. Bring forth his fruit in the season. His leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall prosper. Somebody's testimony is by next Sunday. In the name of Jesus. It's why he said that I heard. He said, what you are saying, many will practice it. And I will prove myself. So the Word. Number two. Don't hide it. Don't hold it. I've just discovered. I won't share it because of people. I want to share it. You know, you will lose it. Share it. Let them know what you heard. Let them know what you did. Show the proof. That's how to be his witness. Confess the Word. Declare the Word you declared and declare the results you get. Let Jesus be glorified. It will multiply everywhere. You'll be shocked that many people that have that kind of thing will look for you. Study the Word. Don't hoard His blessings. Number three. Fellowship with the Holy Spirit. He is the man. Or He's the personality. He's the one behind it all. In you. Fellowship with Him. It's not every time you come, you say, God, give me. Just see the Bible say, I just want to thank God for you. Holy Spirit, I want to thank God for you, Holy Spirit. You are too much. You'll be shocked. When you're alone, you are talking to Him that way. You'll be shocked. I'm not joking. You'll be shocked. We don't live by sight. He will touch you. You will know. I pray for unusual fellowship. With the Holy Ghost, I pray for you. You know, Paul prays in prayer. Say that the love of God, of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of those be yours. I'm praying that that fellowship will become yours much more than ever in the name of Jesus. You will crave Him. I will crave Him. He says to tell somebody that now you are hearing this, you say, no, God help me. He said, you lift up your eyes, you see all of them coming towards you. All the ones you think you have lost are much more. The earth is the Lord and the flesh thereof, the world and all that dwells. Father, take all the glory. And don't forget, this thing began from prayers. So how do you put it to practice? Pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost, for the Holy Ghost to strengthen you. Ha! We give him praise.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Founding of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, of Town Planning Way in Lupeju, Lagos. P.O. Box 698, Shemolu, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you, and God bless you.